Welcome back to we've actually changed our name, so welcome if you're listening for the first time to Those Dumb Ghouls. That's Rinky.
That sounds different. Yeah, and that's Karishma.
And we are your dumb ghouls that are going to be hosting this podcast.
Hopefully not too dumb, but
Well, mostly dumb, but you know, you get the gist. And before we begin, happy Hallows Eve to my spooky ghouls who are listening. Happy Halloween. We're super excited to be coming back on Halloween, which is great. Yeah.
We planned it like that also because, like, we couldn't find the time to do it earlier. So we're like, great, October is, like, far away. And then it, like...
Pretty much. Like, we couldn't find a good, like, time to record for both of us. Because you're busy with school, I'm busy with work. So it's hard to coordinate. Yeah. And then Halloween was spooky enough. So we decided why not, you know? Mm-hmm. And how long are we back after? When did we last, like, put out an episode?
Like, a while ago. I think it was, like, June or something before I went to India.
Yeah, so. That's great. Oh, my God. So much has happened since.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually, I just checked, we released our last episode on June 6th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so been a really long time, so we may be a little rusty with how we present this, but... Okay. Hope you can tolerate it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So because it's Halloween, we're going to stay on the theme and we're going to talk about Halloween-y stuff.
Yeah.
That's not a word, but that's okay.
I mean, it's fine. Like, it's, I think, like, Halloween now is, like, known everywhere. Before, it was just, like, you know, Canada, U.S., and, like...
European countries.
Like, now, like, everyone. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Which is kind of sad because I'm, like, to be honest, I would rather that people stick to their own festivals. Unless, you know, like, it's... Because sometimes I feel like people try to westernize a little too much. And I'm talking about India, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, westernization is happening everywhere.
That's true. But, like, that shouldn't mean that you forget your own culture, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that in other cultures, too, there's a different, like, version of Halloween.
Exactly.
Like, it's the same thing. There's just a different version.
Like, we have Kari Chaudas, right?
Yeah.
which is not Halloween, but, like, ish. I mean, it's ish. Yeah, it's, like... Yeah. It makes sense.
Explain what it is.
Kari Chaudas. Okay, I honestly, this is embarrassing, but I kind of don't know what exactly it is. I know that it's a no moon. That's why it's called Kari Chaudas, because it's no moon. And then people don't go out onto the streets because apparently ghosts are roaming the streets. Okay. And then there's like on the, like, what do you call them? Intersections? Yes, intersections. In India, like, people leave like these offerings to these ghosts. I don't know if it's offering to the ghosts or like if you want to put an evil eye on someone, you leave stuff like that. Like,
it's mixing,
you know, it's mixing. So I don't know what exactly it's for, but it's basically like our version of Halloween.
And I remember that too when I was little. I remember like, because like in India, we used to live near like a railway. And so every time, what would happen is, like, the intersection closest to the railway, anytime you want to go somewhere, you'd always pass that intersection close to the railway. So I always remember there was this red bag, not bag, but, like red, like a basket that was, like,
with stuff inside it.
Yeah,
I remember that, too.
And I remember, like, everyone telling me that every time you pass by, because it was right smack in the middle of the intersection, like, just a red bag, and it was flattened because of traffic, but, like, it was still, like, you could, like, make out.
Yeah,
like,
and like, you couldn't step on it or anything. Then,
you had to close your eyes every time you pass over it, because apparently the ghost will come after you.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, the little eye that was in the red bag. So, like, for years, even, like, when I went back this time, I always
saw it.
No, I didn't see it this time, but I always look, And now it's become like almost a habit where if I don't close my eyes, I'm like, oh my God, something bad is going to happen, even though the red flag isn't there.
Oh God. Honestly, yeah, it's just like, India, yeah. Like some things are so illogical, but they're so traumatizing that I still don't, I will not do it because my parents have traumatized me. Also, before we start the actual brief history of Halloween, I wanted to pitch a new idea for this season.
Okay.
Let's talk about one positive thing at the end of each of our episodes, or like one like show that we watched or something that just kind of like brings everything up.
Okay.
As opposed to like ending on a like bad note. Not a bad note, but a depressing note, which is most
how like how positive shows. Does it have to be? Because I really gotta look.
What do you mean how positive?
I'm joking. No, because like I'm just like, I don't do a lot.
I don't do a lot either. Like, right. It can just be like, oh, I saw a pretty flower today. It made me happy.
Okay. Oh, I do have a story. Okay.
Yeah. Let's save it for the end.
For sure.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let us jump into a brief history of Halloween. Mm-hmm. And this will actually be really, really, really brief because I hate research and this isn't a history podcast. So... deal with it.
Yeah.
This is the best way to get new listeners by telling them to deal with it.
Love it.
And again, if I'm wrong, I don't care. This is what I researched. So you can listen or not.
And there's like a lot of conflicting stuff, so it doesn't really matter. Like it just
into the history. Yeah. So Halloween is thought to have originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to say it. I'm going to say Samhain because that's how I heard the pronunciation on YouTube where they pronounce stuff.
Yeah, that works.
So, and it's spelled Samhain, but it's said Samhain. So that's how I'll say it.
Okay, cool. Does that relate to like Salem? Like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm assuming it's a Celtic word.
So okay,
that's why it's said differently.
Fair.
Yeah, so around 2,000 years ago, the Celtic people celebrated on November 1st this festival or the celebration called Samhain. This day marked the end of the summer and the harvest, and it was the beginning of the dark and cold winter. Mm-hmm. And this was the time of the year that was kind of associated with human death. Which kind of makes sense because it's getting colder. The crops are dying, and you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I can see that. At first, I was like, "But wouldn't people die during winter?" But I can see the crops dying.
Yeah.
Death. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So the Celts believed that on the night before their new year, which was November 1st, the boundary between the world of the living and the dead became blurred.
Okay.
And so on October 31st, they celebrated Samhain when they believed that the ghosts and of the dead returned to the earth and they could mingle in with the people and kind of go about doing their ghostly business. Yes.
Whatever that means.
This ghostly business actually was mostly causing mischief and damaging crops and harassing people.
Love it. Priority.
I mean, what do you have to do in the afterlife, you know?
That's true, but like
if you're bored, you might as well harass some people.
But like in the afterlife, it makes me wonder, like, are you planning this like your entire year? You're like, I can't wait
That's exactly how it is. So
hijinks. You're planning for like all year, got it.
So all year I imagine like ghosts making to-do lists for Samhain. Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, I forgot to harass this person this year. I'll do it next year. So it was believed that they caused a lot of mischief and would damage the crops. And the Celts thought that the presence of these spirits would kind of make it easier for druids, which were Celtic priests, to make the predictions about the future. So during these times, the druids would have these like big celebrations. And they would build this huge, like, sacred bonfire, and then people would burn their crops and make animal sacrifices to the Celtic gods or the deities. I kind of was really sad about animal sacrifices, but, like, I'll let that go because it happened way back in the day and people did that stuff.
And I think it was like, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, too. Exactly. Because they did that for like in India as well, where they had the bali, which they would do to the goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
But no judgment, but still makes me sad because I love
it. It is sad.
But yeah. But yeah. So during the celebration, people would wear like costumes made from animal heads and skin, and they would tell each other's fortunes, and this was basically the celebration of Samhain. So this is where they believe the like origins of Halloween come from. So because Halloween, modern day Halloween, isn't really like that at all, like people wonder where it kind of changed.
Okay.
So in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor all the saints, and he made it All Saints Day. So he basically, I'm assuming he just wanted people to not follow the Celtic religion, and that's why he kind of
he
kind of wanted to take over like the old religion ways by just changing it into All Saints Day. And then All Saints Day kind of incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain.
Okay, okay.
But it wasn't really clear what traditions. Because I got this. I got this from like the History Channel website. Again, like History Channel is great, but the fact
Aliens on this? What?
Exactly. The fact that they constantly talk about aliens is a big red flag for me. So I don't know how seriously I should be taking
it. But I think like it's weird, but like talking about aliens almost for them almost makes it credible. Like it's weird. You know
what I mean? If they like, don't talk about aliens, it's not real. It's not a real like, History Channel.
Like where are you getting this from? Like not you.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So then because Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as All Saints Day, the evening before All Saints Day, he said it would be called All Hallows Eve, which is where the name Halloween comes from. And then later on, Halloween came to the Americas with the people who came here from Europe whenever they came. Like, I didn't do the research to search the dates. And I don't know how it spread, but it spread. So you can fill in the blanks.
Basically, colonialism in a sentence. I don't know how it spread, but it spread.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we know colonialism spread because they kind of forced people to.
I mean,
down to them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But we get it. We get the gist. So this site has like the origins of the jack-o'-lantern and stuff like that too, but it was like 20 pages long, and this is not a history podcast, so I didn't go into it. And I wanted to make this episode short and sweet, so that's a little brief history of Halloween.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and then some people still believe that on Halloween right now in today's modern world, the veil between the world of the living and the dead is at its thinnest, and this is the day when the spirits can freely roam Earth and walk amongst us. So that was
There's a lot of like
Halloween.
Yeah, I like it. There's a lot of like intersectionality. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, you're cutting off. So like,
It's okay. It's okay. You're cutting off a little bit too. Okay. I don't know. Like my internet is not great right now.
Okay.
But
yeah.
So it's like I understand where it comes from, like the origins, a little better now, because I honestly didn't know why people here celebrated it. Like since we did grow up in India, like it was like a big like I hadn't heard of Halloween till I came here, and I was like 11
years old. and when I heard of it, it was the best thing ever. It's like and I think also speaking like in India, we also have like I don't know if you know this, but I don't know the details, but my sister was telling me that basically we have like a similar thing where like where you know like Shankar Bhagwan, who is like the biggest like deity, well one of the biggest deities. So, like, we actually go, like, door to door, like, the similar, in a similar way. And I think you ask for, like,
is it milk?
I don't know. It might be milk. I don't know. But you basically go door to door and you ask for it. And you go dressed up as Shankar Bhagwan.
Oh.
And, like, it's very interesting because I didn't know that. Yeah, and so, like, you paint your face, like, as him, and, like, you do the whole, like, you know, like...
Yeah, the little bun on the head.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing. I don't know the terms. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the jata is what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. So you do that, and, like, you go dressed around as that. And I think that's, like, pretty cool.
That's really interesting, because I had no idea about the Shankar Bhagwan, like, dressing up as that. I know, like, when, like... my parents were younger. My dad would tell me that, like, they during Diwali, actually, they would go to everyone's house.
Yeah.
And they would ask for sankar, which is, like, whole sugar. It's whole sugar, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, the big granules of sugar that they would ask for. And so it's not candy, but it's kind of similar.
I mean, it is. It's sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of all very related. And, like, the interesting thing is, like, Diwali and Halloween and everything, they kind of fall around the same time of the year.
Yeah, that's so interesting because, like, our New Year is coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
The New Year is, like...
Yeah, our New Year is on... what year date is it this year? What's Monday? Monday's the 28th. The 28th is our new year. Yeah. So it's weird with us because, like, it changes every year. Like, it's based on our calendar. So our calendar is different from the English
calendar. Do you know what year we are right now in our calendar currently?
I'm pretty sure we're way ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, we're in, like, 2070 something in, like, the Gujarati New Year.
Okay, crazy. That's cool to think about, though. Yeah. Like, it's so weird to me, but, like, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 2075.
Okay.
In our year.
Cool. So I lived until 2075.
Yeah. We're going into 2076.
Okay.
On Monday. So, fun stuff. Now, because I was lazy and I didn't have a lot of time to do the research, I did, like, research on one site and got one story. So bear with me, please. So this is one story is, this story is basically about a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 years old. Her name is Kia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Halloween of 2005. And this is the first time Kia and her mom are celebrating Halloween at their new apartment. So she's really excited. And Kia and her mom have just gone back from trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. I love the name Kia, by the way, but, like, I can't help but think of the car. Like, imagine a car and, like, this, like, lady.
Oh, can you imagine the car going trick-or-treating and making a little baby horn because it's 10 years old? This is the cutest thing ever.
Also cute, but also terrifying because it can run over people. I'm imagining, like, a ghost car.
No, I imagine, like, a little baby car. Oh, it's so cute. But yeah, so Kia and her mom had just gotten back from trick-or-treating, and Kia was really excited because she has so much candy, which who wouldn't be, for real? Yeah. She's 10 years old, but I'm still excited about candy at 25. So
I don't blame her. Yeah, I'm waiting for, like, the day after Halloween to get all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
After, like, she counts all her candy, Kia's, like, ready to go to bed, and she's laying in bed while her mom has just tucked her in and gone into her room to go to sleep. And Kia's just about to fall asleep. Well, you know that dreamlike state where you're kind of sleeping but not really? So Kia's in that state, and her eyes are just shutting. And just as her eyes shut, she feels a tickle on her foot.
Okay.
And she's like, this is weird. Like, I don't, like, I don't know what's going on. So she ignores it. And then she's like, okay, I'll try to fall asleep again. So she tries to sleep again. And again, something tickles her foot.
Terrifying.
Yes. Can you imagine? You're just trying to feel, like, sleep and just you feel something touching you. Like, no, that's a big no.
I would be like, bye. Like, I'm living here. I'm moving out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And slowly, Kia opens her eyes, and that's when she sees a little boy. And he's standing in the darkness all the way by Kia's, like, walls, all the way at the back of the room. And he's standing there. He's standing very close to the walls.
Okay, okay.
And he's looking at her from the darkness. Yeah. So Kia quickly shut her eyes because she got really scared. And it didn't go away when she was closing her eyes. She still felt the presence.
Okay. So
then she kind of opened her eyes again to take a peek.
Okay.
And this time, the little boy was closer to her.
That's terrifying. I would never open my eyes again. I'd be like...
Exactly. So Kia was obviously very, very scared. And again, keep in mind, she's a 10-year-old child alone in the dark room. I would be scared as an adult. So I cannot blame her for being scared as a child. So was really scared. So she ran into her mom's room.
I think, you know, like, also the fact that I'm guessing she probably had some candy, so she has some fear, so I think it makes it worse. So you're, like, your heart is just going, like, up and down, and you're, like...
Everything is heightened, like, 20 times.
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. So she ran into her mom's room, which is, like, props to her, because I would just be frozen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she ran into her mom's room and told her mom that she saw this little boy in her room. And she was really scared. And her mom was like, it's just your imagination. Go to sleep. You know, like the classic adult response.
Of course. Yep. Why can't adults be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's really valid. Like, I just don't get the rationale behind that. Like, even if it's stupid, as an adult, you kind of have to be like, oh, that's, you know,
valid. At least check it out. Like, as the mom, please at least go check it out, you know. I'm not blaming the mom or telling her how to parent or anything.
But just, like, for just your check kid,
it out. Yeah.
Hard for life. Just a small price you have to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that night, like, her mom kind of forced Kia to go back into the room where the little boy was. And then when Kia went back in the room, he wasn't there. So she was like, okay, I can finally go to sleep. But as soon as Kia falls asleep, she kind of starts dreaming these vivid images of this little boy. And, like, he's dressed all in white. And then she wakes up the next morning and everything's fine. And nothing's going on. However, what happens now is every Halloween, Kia sees this little boy in the same position in her room. Where he's standing by the wall. And then each time she opens her eyes for the second time, he's closer and closer to her every year.
That's terrifying.
And another scary thing about this is every single time he's a little older. And it's as if he's aging with her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd die.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that information. That, like, my head is like there's a physical reaction that I had to that, and now it's like, it, like, it's just, yeah, it's there. It's terrifying.
And that is the story of Kia. There's no conclusion. We don't know what the boy is or what he wants or why he's there. But it is so freaky that he grows with her.
If it wasn't this scary, it's almost like, oh, you have, like, a little brother. Or, like, you know, something.
But terrified of this little demon brother.
Yeah. Like, I can't be more friendly, though. Like, even if you are a demon brother, just be like, hey, like, we're aging together. Like, we're, like, obviously we have connection. Like, you know?
I don't want a demon brother. I'm happy with the brother I have. Let's be real. First, I'm happy with the brother I have. Second, I don't want anyone standing anywhere in my room in the dark and then getting closer to me.
See, that's the terrifying part. Because, like, if it was just a normal dream, like, not on Halloween, and he wasn't, like, right there, like, physically.
And she sees him every single year. So that's, like, something. Like, I don't know if it's triggering. Like, I don't know if he comes back for something. Or, like... You know what? I was kind of thinking that maybe it was a twin or something that, like, passed away. But then, like, why would your twin give you, like, the creeps? Why would you be scared of your twin, you know? Because she gets this overwhelming, like, sense of dread and fear, so.
Maybe, like, she, like, this is weird. Never mind.
I don't want to know what territory you are going into.
It's, like, really weird, okay? Do you want? I'll say it. Yes, I don't mind.
Say it.
It's creepy. Okay. So, like, do you know, like, of like, kids that, like, kill, like, so in the
womb? Other kids?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like the Dwight where, like, he absorbed, his twin.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm thinking of. Maybe. Like, I feel sorry that I'm, like, saying this poor girl. Like, maybe it did that. But, like, it's, yeah. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that. It's a very weird
thought. It's a very morbid thing, but
yes. Yeah, yeah.
So that was the story of Kia.
Yeah.
That was, I feel like this episode is going to be, like, very short, but that's okay because I love short episodes.
Totally fine, yeah.
So
that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And terrifying.
Yes, exactly. So I personally believe it's a demon because I believe everything is a demon. And then it can walk freely because it's Halloween. So it comes back every single Halloween to harass this poor girl. That is my personal belief.
That's terrifying. I personally on Halloween, I've never been scared because you always get candy, right? Like, so to you as a kid, you're never scared.
It's not,
you're
scary,
like,
oh, no.
Today's great. Like, I'm, you know, gonna get, like, paid for, like, all year. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that's, like, your like, income. Is, like, candy.
Reward for the entire year.
Yeah.
We ate our candy, like, in, like, a few weeks. Not gonna lie.
Oh, really?
It didn't last more than 2 or 3 weeks.
That's good. We ate it in, like, a couple days. Okay. A few weeks
is good. Okay, so I don't feel bad then.
Yeah, no. We, like, I remember, like, I always used to eat my candy first on purpose because I knew my sister, like, goes really slowly with her candy. So I'd, like, eat it on purpose.
I would buy it first, too.
Yeah. I know, it's like, I always used to do that though. I was, like, terrible.
You sound like Drew, where he did that, like, where he was the one who ate his candy really slowly, but, like, I would never touch his candy, but then he would, like, show it off when he had it left and he'd be like,
hey, oh my god, I do that too. Sometimes on the rare occasion I'm, like, pacing myself, I always will show it off to my sister. Be like, God. Look, I have it. You can't have any.
God, I hate those little shits so much.
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween, good times.
It was. It was
speaking
good times.
Halloween,
sure.
Please, if you're, like, dressing up, please send us pictures.
Yeah, well, I'd love
you're
to.
Dressing see. Up your, like, pets. Oh my God, send us pictures of, like, dressed up pets. That's so cute.
Oh yeah, that's see. Like a new thing, like, that I've, like, noticed. I've seen, like, pictures of pets.
Yeah.
More than I've seen. Of humans.
Yeah, what's your email?
My email?
What, our email? No, I'm not gonna ask you your personal email.
Our email, right? Our email is murderous ghosts.
No, those dumb ghouls. We changed our name.
Oh, you changed. Oh, shit. No, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
This didn't take a while. Yeah.
Our email is thosedumbghouls@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can send all of your emails there. You can follow us on Instagram and wherever else you want to listen to our podcast. Subscribe to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you still have your story left.
Did you see someone left us a review?
Where?
We can edit this out, but, like, I was, like, stalking all the other, like, Anchor.
God,
like,
where?
Oh my gosh, I forgot where it was, but, like, go on Anchor and, like, look at the distributors, and we actually have a legit review.
Is it, like, a bad one?
I know, I think, oh my gosh, I forgot what it was. This was a while ago.
Oh my god, you were making me so excited.
I can't believe it, like, it only took us 1,000 downloads.
Right? Onto your story, oh my god.
Yeah, I will tell you, like look for that review. I think it's cool.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you for leaving us a review, whoever you are. We'll give you a shout out on the next episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, like, please leave more reviews.
Yeah, thank you. We love you.
Imagine it's, like, sad. It's like,
then we hate you. Then we hate you. No, I don't hate anyone. It's okay. I can take criticism.
Yeah, okay.
I can't. It's a lot. But
like the first word of criticism. It's like,
right? Okay, on to your story, Rinky.
Yeah, okay, so my story is, like, kind of interesting. Well, I mean, okay, first I'm going to talk about Day of the Dead, and, like, this is, like, very kind of fresh. Yeah.
I love the Day of the Dead. Like, yeah, I love that whole, like, you know, like, just from the movie, like, Coco, it just made me so into it.
And, like, weirdly enough, like, everything that I'm reading, I was like, of course, I got this from Coco. Like, you know. I
think exactly. Coco was a great movie. Coco deserves so much
love. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want, like, a crash course that's, like, longer than this podcast, just watch Coco.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so basically I'm going to do cover Day of the Dead. So it is an ancient custom that dates back about 3,000 years ago in Mexico. And I think you said that the Celtic thing was, like, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I think this is older than that.
Amazing. It's amazing that, like, these things, like, these days are so old and they're still celebrated. You know?
Yeah. And I was reading and they said that this was one of the days or one of the events that wasn't touched by colonialism. So something that still kind of remains the same. In my research, and I think that's really cool. So, the celebrations initially basically started in August and carried out through October, which is, like,
crazy. It's, like, a long, long festival.
Yeah. And the festivals were held basically to honor Aztec and underworld gods as well as spirits. So, initially kind of started off as, like, also including the gods as well. Mm-hmm. Death is, like, you know, I guess the goal of these festivals is to see death as, like, a common part of life, and the purpose is not to make death scary, which is kind of really interesting, because I was reading a couple days ago, and there's a study that, this is, like, super recent, so the study basically revealed that when it comes to our own deaths, we never really see ourselves as, like, dying, but we see death as something that can happen to other people. Right? But never ourselves, you know? That's true. Like, because it's, like, I can, like, sort of see that, like, denial, almost, of, like, it's not gonna happen to me.
Even with that, like, you see kind of, like, the impact of other people's deaths on you, you know? Like, it's always, like, very about you. Like, it's very self-centered. Yeah. Whereas, for you, you don't really think about what would happen, like, if something were to happen to me, what would happen to others, you know, like, you kind of never think about it that way. Well, I'm sure some people do, but
I mean, I think, like, you jokingly do, like, if I I'd be like, don't kill me, I have this thing that's, you know, to do.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, but it's never really like, oh, like, I'm gonna die, like, it's never that serious. It's always a joke. And I think it's really interesting, and I think we do, like, as a culture, like, need to, like, embrace it more. Because, like, it's so common, like, you know what I mean? And, like, it kind of, like, it happens, like, every day, and yet this is something that we don't talk about because it's kind of taboo, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's just a weird rant. But the purpose is to see death as a common part of life. On the Day of the Dead, people essentially that have passed come back into the world of the living. And, like, now, in more modern days, it takes place on November 1st and 2nd. The first day is usually to honor souls of lost children, so specifically for kids. And the second day is to celebrate adults that have passed. And these involve creating ofrendas, which, from Coco, if you watched it, what that is. So it's an altar that is dedicated to the people that have passed. It includes photographs of people that have died, food, drinks, different offerings, and marigolds, as well as skulls. And the marigolds, which are the flowers, essentially guide the souls home, or, like, they guide them to where they're supposed to go. Graves are also visited. Sometimes they serenade the death, and again, just watch Coco, because it's a happy time of celebration. And my research was not Coco. I know it seems like it, but, like,
honestly, was, like, very I would make my research Coco, because Coco was a great movie. I would watch it over and over like again if I could.
Sorry, I'm like still kind of like sick, coughing and flirty and like So the dead are serenaded. The faces are painted because skeletons, kind of like they're kind of made beautiful because again they want death to seem beautiful. So you always have like flowers with skeletons, or like, you know, the dresses are like very like colorful, and the makeup, like people wear makeup on the Day of the Dead because they want to kind of become like death, almost like you're camouflaging. So this is how you'd reunite with your loved ones, by kind of looking like them. And this makeup and like is basically like transports you into the spirit world, which is really cool.
It's so beautiful. It is.
And like as I'm like describing this, I'm just imagining scenes from that movie.
We're plugging that movie so hard right now. Disney needs to let us.
You bet. Yes.
Well, Pixar.
And if anyone watches it, like, because of this, then, like,
People have watched it because it's a fantastic movie, but.
No, but I never heard of it until after it was released. Really? So, like, I never heard of it being in theaters.
Yeah, crazy. See, I feel like, I don't know, like, it wasn't marketed as much as the other movies were. But I feel like it was 1,000 times better than some of the Pixar movies that I've seen.
For sure. And I think it's even better than, like, Frozen or something that. Like,
it's a billion times better than Frozen.
Yeah. It's good. I really loved it. And then also there's The Book of Life, which is also a pretty cool movie. Yeah.
I love The Book of Life movie, too. But, yes.
It's the best. Okay. So that was kind of just The Day of the Dead, like, my recap of it. Now I'm gonna like completely switch gears, and you're gonna be like, "What the hell?" to like the same thing, okay? So I want to talk about Harry Houdini.
What?
And yeah, so it's like very weird because like I found this one link, and I kind of just kind of like stuck on it. Like, is so I don't know if anybody knows this, but he basically died on Halloween really abruptly.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird, right? And, like, this is, like, really, like, okay, so when I first read this, I was like, okay, so what, like, you know. But, like, the more I went into it, there's, like, actual conspiracy around it, and so I kind of wanted to do that, but I'm like, it's fine.
It's
like,
weird because he's a magician. That makes it even weirder because he died on Halloween.
And it gets really weird. Like, it, like, the story gets, like, kind of.
Go into it. I'm excited.
So, this is interesting. I didn't know this, but he basically, like, he was 52 years old when he died. And he was, so this is kind of like the events leading up to his death. So he was doing, like, shows all across the country. He was, like, really famous. He had, like, a dedicated fan base. Like, we've all heard of him. He used to do, like, these famous escapades and, like, escapes. Which is really interesting. And his wife and him used to, like, pretty much do shows together. And I'll tell you, like, the kind of interesting part later. But, all right, so leading up to his death, he was giving – this is, like, a significant, like, event. So he was giving a lecture at McGill University on – I think it was, like, on, like, spirits and, like, mediums and stuff like that. He was very, like, interested in spiritual – sort of, like, life. But, like, he also believed that, like, it was bogus. So he never used to, like, trust mediums or anything. So he was just giving a lecture at McGill University. So after the lecture, students came to visit him in his office. And one guy named Jocelyn Gordon Whitehead asked him, I don't know, that's just...
That's a great name.
Yeah, I love it. So this guy basically asked him, if it was true that he could withstand the mightiest punch to the stomach. And Harry Houdini was like, yeah, of course. Because he, like, advertised that he could withstand it. And, like, he had done, like, acts where, you know, people would punch him in the stomach and he would be fine. And usually what he would do is he would, like, contract his muscles in his stomach to, like, make it somehow.
That makes me so uncomfortable to even think about.
Yeah, it does, right? Like, it's just, it's a weird thought. But he apparently was, like, good at it, like, and it was established that he could. So he was like, yeah, of course. And this guy almost, like, instantaneously punches him 4 times.
Oh, my God.
Like, really hard in the stomach.
Nope.
And Houdini's like, what the hell, dude? Like, I kind of just said yes, but, like, he was, like, so quick that he didn't even have time to, like, really, like, prepare his, like, technique or to, like, contract his, like, muscles so it wouldn't hurt. So he was, like he was in pain, like, when this happened.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so anyway, so he was in pain, and, like, he asked the guy to stop midway, which is, like, also, like, as a student, why the hell would you, like, ask him if, like, you can punch? Like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It's kind of, like, it's very weird, okay? And so the next day, the doctor was like, okay, like, you need to be admitted, because he was, like, in pain. And the doctor apparently said that he had acute appendicitis, and Houdini's like, no, like, he had, like, a show to do, and, like, it was sold out. It was, like, 15,000, like,
workaholic.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, no, I'm gonna do the show, even if it was his last.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And, like, you can't see the quotations I'm doing, but, like, last, hint, hint.
Oh god.
Yeah. So he, like, did this performance, and, like, a lot of people say that, like, he passed out multiple times during the show. Yeah, it's crazy. And, like just, like, from the sheer, like, pain of it. And, like, and after the third act, he basically, like, called off the show. So he went, like, that night at 3 a.m. to the hospital. And the doctors removed his appendix. But because he took so long, his body was already infected. And also, this is interesting. So there's a Mandela effect where, like, I don't know if, like, I thought this, because I don't know a lot about Harry Houdini, but I thought that he died, like, drowning in a tank.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, so, and I researched, and, like, everyone does think that. Nobody knows about this story.
Oh, what? Maybe it's just, like, a rumor. Like, I don't know. Like, people just made shit up, you know.
I don't know, but, like, it's very interesting. So, anyway, so his body was infected. He received 2 surgeries, one of which was experimental. Okay, so, and then, like, he died. Like, surprise. Oh. it was. That's he died, like, on Halloween. It is. It's very sad. But it's, okay, so now this is, like, the events leading up to stuff. So here's where it kind of gets interesting. So a lot of, like, he kind of had, like, a battle between, like, mediums and, like, people that, like, perform, like, seances, because he, like, just did not believe it.
Yeah.
And so he had a lot of attention, like, bad attention that he had, like, kind of fostered, or he had gained from, like, kind of, like, not taking it seriously. So he had made, before his death, he had made a pact with his wife that if he ever died before her, they would have a secret password, so that if she ever tried, or that if he ever tried to communicate with her after he had died, then she would know it was him.
Oh, that's smart. Rinky, let's you and I have a password.
If we, I don't know.
Okay. If I die before you from the other life, I'm going to whisper to you.
Okay, got it, got it. Yeah. So I think that's really cool that, like, he made this password.
Okay.
And I think the password for them was, like, their favorite song or something.
Aww,
like,
that's much better than my password, but that's
okay. that's okay. Yeah, so, like, he basically, like, gave her this password, and she tried connecting with him after his death for 10 years.
Aww.
And this is crazy. Yeah, and, like, it didn't work, so she's like, well, this is fake. But this is interesting. So before his death, he attended, like, 2 seances. So the first one was, like, of a really famous medium in Boston who said that she could conjure up the voice of her dead brother. And there was, like, this whole committee that, like, of scientists from, like, Harvard and MIT that were gathered there, and their challenge was to figure out how she did it. And she said that she would pay, like, if somebody figured out how she did it, she would pay them, like, $2,500. And Harry Houdini was at this, like, at this event trying to figure it out. So he attended it, and he said that she did it through, like, different distractions and, you know, contraptions that, like, she had, like, created. And this is the kind of like douchey thing is that he basically released a booklet with all the drawings of how he thought she did her tricks.
Oh my god, what a little snake.
I know, and like he performed these tricks at his shows mocking her, and like the way that
I would haunt the shit out of this person if I were like that.
That is so rude. Like, you clearly have a career that's going for you. I don't see why you need to, like, bring down somebody else's career. And, like, just because you don't agree with it anyways. So, like, in his shows, he would, like, perform this and the audience would laugh because it's, like, really stupid.
That's so mean.
Yeah, and, like, he would paint it off as, like, comedic. So, the medium was, like, really famous. She got angry. And so she basically said... It, like, this was in August, and, like, he died in October. And she said that Houdini will be gone by Halloween.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah. Threat. Yeah, and she said this to, like, everybody, so all of her followers. So she's like, don't worry about him, he'll be gone by Halloween, which is, like,
she sent those demons after him.
I don't know, and that's the thing. Like, she was a medium, so, like, we don't know what kind of, like, magic she did. So, people, like, have different theories on this stuff because he died exactly on Halloween.
Did she say how he would die and did he die like that?
I don't think so. I couldn't find any information about it. But so people say, because it's kind of rare that, like, when you get punched in the stomach, you have appendicitis.
And then you die.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, like, that's kind of, like, too, like, it's weird. Like, it's accidental, right?
Yeah.
So then there's a lot of controversy around that. And then people say that the student was really weird because, like, who the hell goes into office hours and is like, can I punch you? Like, you know, like, if you're curious about any of his tricks, other tricks, you know, ask him.
I mean, a poke in the stomach would work too. You don't have to punch him.
Yeah. And it's just, to me, it's weird. Yeah, and, like, as a student, I don't think I can see myself ever going up to somebody who is, like, you know, like...
I mean, let's, like, be real. We've all thought about punching someone, but we would never be like, hey, can I punch you?
You know? Yeah, and, like... Oh, and, like, he wasn't even known for his, like, punching, like, for, like, withstanding the punch. He was known taking for his, punches. Like, famous escapes, right? So, like, it's very weird that he would, like, stick on that and be like, can I do this? Mm-hmm. And, like, it was also, like, very it was instantaneous, as he said opinion. Himself. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically, so that entire encounter was pretty weird. And then some people say that he was actually poisoned, and he just didn't realize it. And, like, he was poisoned by this medium who was angry. But also some others say that it was actually, like, spiritual. Like, you know, the medium did, like, some weird, like, voodoo thing and, like, killed him. Either,
I believe,
like, directly or indirectly. Yeah, I do too. That. So, anyways. That was, like, yeah. So that was, like, really crazy. And, like, I didn't think I would get, like, so much fun from, like, looking at Houdini.
That's really insane. It's sad. Yeah, he died on Halloween. Like,
yeah.
That is the craziest.
It is. It is so crazy.
That was a cool, thing, though, that, like, you looked into. It was very different from my ghost story or demon story.
Yeah, it was different. I didn't know. I kind of wanted something different, so I looked around a bit. So, I mean, I just kind of stuck with it.
Cool. And was that your story? That was
good. I hope it was interesting a little bit.
It was really interesting. Yeah. I honestly thought he died by, like, the little box thrown in the sea thing.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I it's weird. I think I just, like, watched, like, too many movies like that.
Probably. But, yeah, thank you for listening to our Halloween episode. Happy Halloween again.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, I hope.
Continue listening to us.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope everyone has fun for Halloween and be safe, I guess. Whatever you're doing, don't. This is the one time you're allowed to take candy from strangers, but don't take it from, like, people who are too strange. And, you know.
Oh, like, now? I don't even know.
And, like, people are crazy right now.
But I think Halloween might.
Really?
Yeah, and like I think there's like a lot of like public health like risks, and I feel like it's crazy that we're still allowing it. Like as a child, it's great, like great, right? But yeah. Like I think it's so risky too. Like when you think about
it's
so is that sad, anybody though. Could put.
It's just so sad that you have to think that way. That people would like try to hurt little kids, like you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, be it safe. If you're going trick-or-treating, please be safe and don't approach weird people. Okay, that's my advice. And thank you for listening to this episode. Please subscribe to us wherever you listen and follow us on Instagram. Yeah, it's Those Dumb Ghouls on Instagram, and our Gmail is thosedumbghouls@gmail.com. And yeah, like Rinky said, leave us a review. We still have to check the review after this episode ends. But
I hope it's fair. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. Anywho's, that's it for this episode.
Positive thing.
Yes. Yes. I forgot about that. My positive thing is it's Friday and we are going to be celebrating Diwali for like tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. We're going
out. That's super awesome.
With family. So it's going to be fun. But yeah, that's my positive thing.
That's See, awesome.
It can be just simple like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's that's your positive thing?
That's a great thing? Happy Diwali. That's it. My positive thing is, I mean, I don't know, like, I guess this morning I saw something like really interesting that like stuck with me and it's like really weird. So like I was going to school and I don't know how to say this. And like there's like a lot of construction that's going on in my area. So I think they're just like literally building an apartment from scratch, like right near where I live. So like to get to the bus, I have to always pass by there. And so they're always like doing construction. And today I saw like this guy who was like on like the fourth floor of a building. And he was like, he had like one of those like sprinkler things. And he was like washing his car from the fourth floor and he was aiming it at his car, like from that height. And he was like cleaning his car, which was like parked on the floor. And I thought that was like really cool. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm the only one talking now. This is weird. Yeah, hello?
Cut out for some reason.
Okay, good. I was like, wow, this is like...
I don't know why it cut out, but it did.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, how much did you hear?
I heard the guy sprinkling from the fourth... I don't know why it's not recording. It just says 57.05.
Oh, it says recording for me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe it is recording.
I hope it is, yeah.
I hope so, yeah. But yeah, continue your story. He was sprinkling the car from the fourth floor.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so inventive, right? Because like
it's so amazing. That's the best way to clean your car.
And he was like, he had like all that like it was picking up momentum, right? Because there was
such God, yeah.
It was like a car wash, and it was so genius because he was like just aiming at the car from the top.
How did he get on the fourth floor?
He was a
worker.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He was cleaning his car from across the street, but and I was like, wow, this is
the most
so
genius
cool.
thing ever.
Yeah. And but like I had to walk by there, so I was like, please don't get any water. Yeah. Anyways, small things like are like really cool to see.
Yes, they are. So that was it for today's episode. Thanks for listening and bye.
Bye.